Ad Yom Avam till his time, so Yechanan Hayupatish Makibishlaim. And Cholam Moed used to let the people work with blacksmith banged, even though Avoidim Loch is also, but a Dover of it, something that's going to lose out, if you don't do it, it's Mutter. So Mikra then it was Mutter. But in his times he stopped it because there was a big zilzul for Cholam Moed, so he stopped it. The people didn't know, like it was Dover Ovud, and they thought you're allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed, so he stopped her from doing it. Well, B'yomov invite another takana was, and Tzorach Lishol al Demai. You don't have to ask about Demai, because he made a takana that we have to take off Demai, we have to be my take off my Sarishan and my Sasheni, and Trumas Maisri, we have to take off. Because he was in the sack, and whoever buys from an Amoritz has to take off. So the Matar Rabbanon, Minayim, how do we know Shem Nefer HaGol Avachakach Nimso Harik Shem Petros HaNoisei? How do we know that at first we brought the egg Larufa, and then we found the murderer, how do we know that he's not clean, that we still have to kill him? Talmudem, the Pasuk says, Loras Lo Yichup HaBladam Asher Shofach Bo Kiyim B'dam Shofo. The only way you're going to clean a person that killed is if he himself gets killed. The only way is Kiyim B'dam Shofo. He has to be killed. There's no way out. Eidech Uremer Yisiyas Harik. Versus time of the machashle. So why does the Mishnah say we still bring the egg Arufa? Because there's a second aid saying different than the first aid. But if there would not be an aid going against the first aid, aid echon hemen, then we would believe the first aid. When the first aid says that he saw the murderer, so the pshat is now we don't have a doubt, like we know who killed, so we don't bring the egg Arufa. Even though the mice, of course, like this aid echon says, now I saw the way Reuven killed him. So Avada, we don't kill Reuven. Like, we don't believe the Eidechot enough to say we'll really kill Reuven. It's only we believe him enough that we don't have to bring an Egla Rufa. So Minon, immediately, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbani, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Loi noida mihiko. The case of an Egla Rufa is that we do not know who killed him. Afilu echod. Loi noida mihiko. Ho noida mihiko, if it's known who killed him. Afilu echad b'sayfel, even one person, the end of the world, lehoy orphan, then we will not kill him. So as long as one person knows who the murderer was, we do not bring an egg larufa. The Rekibu Rebbe Menayla Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shorag HaSanefesh V'ei Makiru Noisesh lehoy orphan. If one of the Sanhedrin saw that Reuven killed somebody, but they don't know who he, they saw somebody kill, but they don't know who that person was, but they saw him kill, still we don't bring the egg larufa. Tamalem, the Pasuk says, V'yeneinu loy ro, that the Sanhedrin did not see it. For loy ro, and here one of the Sanhedrin saw the way somebody killed somebody, and that's the body we found, so there's no din egla rufa. No. The loy ro, hashtu di yarmat eidechot mehemen, so now that you say an eidechot is nemon. For this pashla of egla rufa, if an eidechot says, I saw the way somebody killed somebody, so it's considered like we know that this Reuven is the murderer, so we don't bring an egla rufa. If so, idach chad hechi motzi machashlei. If so, our Mishnah says first the eidechet says I saw the way Reuven killed. Another eidechet says no, you couldn't have seen you with me. So the Mishnah says one cancels out the other one, and we bring the egg larufa. The question is why? For Amar Ula, Ula, famous Ula, we had this Gemara before in the Flamed Aleph. Ula says that kolmakim sheminu Torah eidechot areikan shnayim. Wherever the Torah gives an amanah to believe in eidechot, once we believe him, he's like two eidim. If so, v'yein devar shalecha v'machem shnayim, then the second one should not be neman believed to go against the first one. Because once we believe the first one, he's neman like two. Omalachula, so Ula says, and it is true, toni lehoy orphan, enechlami the Mishnah begar is still, we're not erv, we don't bring the egg larufa. If one eight first came and said, I saw the way Reuven killed, so Bezdin now knows who the murderer was. Even though a second eight comes and says, no, you didn't see it, we don't believe the second one. We still believe the first one, and therefore the din is loy hoy orphan. You don't have to bring the egg larufa. And v'chein amar b'yitzok tani loy hoy orphan. He also was garis loy hoy orphan. But Rabbi Chiyo amar b'chiyo says no. To me, the way you should learn in our mission, the way we have it is hoy orphan. That we do have to bring the egg larufa. In other words, we look as if one aid cancels out the second aid. One aid truth says he saw the murderer. But the second Eidechot says, no, you couldn't have seen him. You were with me someplace else. So one cancels out the other one. So Mela, we do not know who the murderer was. Therefore, the lacher is that they bring the egg larufa. According to Rabbi Chiya, though, it's a kasha on Ula's klal. Ula says, though, wherever the Torah believes in Eidechot, he's neman like two. So if we believe the first one, how could the second one go against him? One can't go against two. So Gemara says, Lakasha, the famous Teretz, that kan bavasachas, kan bezechazer. If the two Eidechas come at the same time, so then the Bezdin doesn't even believe the first one. Because right away there's the second one going against him. Then that's the case of our Mishnah. When does Ulis say we don't believe the second one? That's if they come zeachazer, one after another. So first Bezdin heard the first one, and once we listen to him, he's like two. Then later, if another one comes, we don't listen to him. But that Rabbi Chiya says, though, that our Mishnah says, you don't bring the Egla Rufa, that's Bavasachas. That's the two Eidim come at the same time, then they each cancel out one the other. Tanam will learn like this. Says, now Mishnah Eidech Udam Arisi. One Eid says, I saw the murderer. Arisi, yes, Eirik. Ushnayim, Mayim, Loi Risi. And two Eidim said, no, it couldn't have been that you saw the murderer, you were with us. So Mishnah says, Hayorfin, we believe the two, so the first one is cancelled out, like we do not know who the murderer is, therefore the Bezdin has to bring the Egla Rufa. Ho'achad v'chad lo hayorfin. If Smashtinov would only be one against one, then we would not bring the Egla Rufa. And to Yuftu, the Reb Chiya, there's a kash on Reb Chiya. Here at Smashtinov, if only one would go against it, you would not bring the Egla Rufa, because we would believe the first aid. So Chutzaraya Tula, Akash on Reb Chiya. Tamara says, no, Latayim, according to your Tam. Eim Saif, what does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, Shnayim Oim Raminu. If two Eidim said, we saw the murderer. The Yechad Oim Alarithim, another Eid came and said, no, you two couldn't have seen the murderer. You're with us. So Lachar is Lohoya Orphan. They did not bring the Egla Rufa. Because Mashma, two of them said, we saw the murderer. So we believe the two. So it's like we know who the murderer was. There's no Pasha of Egla Rufa. So the is also hachad v'chad hayorfin. Mashmah would only be one against one. It would be then we would bring the Egla Rufa. That one aid would cancel out the second aid, and we would not know who the murderer was. We would bring the Egla Rufa. So it's a steer in the Mishnah Gufa the Diyukim. By one against one, do we bring an Egla Rufa? Don't we bring an Egla Rufa? So Alma Masnisin works like this. Elo Masnisin Kudu V'Psulu Yedis. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about the Yedecho that was talking about is, let's say, an Isha or a Korov, somebody that's possible to be a real aid. Ukra Rav Nechemya. Then we go according to Rav Nechemya Shita. The Yama. Ukra Rav Nechemya. The Yama Rav Nechemya sounds like this. Komokam Shemino Torah Eidechod. Even in a place where we believe in Eidechod, still you go boss the majority of people. The also shtei noshim b'yish echod, kishnei anoshim b'yish echod. Even two ladies could go against one Eidechod. That's from the Nechemya Shita. And the Ika the army son say no, he didn't say so far from the Nechemya, but he said like this rather. Rather, kol heichod diyosi Eidechod kosher mikoro. If first an Eidechod said, was a kosher Eidechod, then he's maskim tula. That afilu meyan noshim ki echadamyan. Even if 100 ladies would say the opposite, we wouldn't go after the 100 ladies, but we believe this first Eidechod. If he was a kosher Eidechod, then avadi is a rei kishnayim. But v'hocha b'mayaskin is going to yose isha mikoro. The chenis m'chadish is that if an isha, apostle eid, says first, she does not have the locha like two eidim. Therefore, she's only like one. The yose isha mikoro, an isha came first. And answer Rav Nechemya meant to say like this, that Rav Nechemya oimer, komokim sheminu Torah Eidechod holochach haroiv deyos. Whenever the Torah believes in Eidechod, go boss the majority of the people. V'yosu shtei noshim b'ishachas. Two ladies have a right to go against one lady. Kishnei noshim b'ish, like two men against one man. In other words, if you're only going against an eid puzzle, an isha, then you go boss a roiv deyos. A majority, two could go against one. Like we don't say komakim shemino eidechod harei kan kishnayim if the aid is apostle aid. Only if the aid is a kosher aid. But if the first aid is an isha, she's not number like two. Avoshtei noshim biyishechod ki palga palgadomi. But two ladies against one man, that no, it applies like a suffix ki palga palga. Show what the Russian palga palga is, but it applies like a suffix. Then we don't say this. So the more of a psuliadis lomli, what do we have to have two times then in the chemia's halacha of psuliadis? So now to him, I would have thought to say, now the tema, ki azlinim bosa roiv deyas. When does the chemia say go bosa the majority of the people? Lechumra, only lechumra. Abu lekula loy, but maybe not lekula. Here we want to say go bosa the majority of the people not to have to bring the egla rufa. Kamash malon, yes. Even lekula still, when we're holding by psuliadis, Reb Nechemya says, then you go basa roiv deis. You go basa the majority of the people. Then the Mishnah says, Misharabu harotzchonim. When there were a lot of murderers, Al Capones came around, so when we found a person killed outside, like you know who killed him, therefore you don't have to bring the Egla Rufa. Tana Rabbanan, Misharabu harotzchonim means bot l'Egla Rufa, lefishen abo el ala sofik. Because the terrorist said to bring the Egla Rufa, if we find a mace outside the city, and we do not know who the murderer was. But Misharabu harotzchonim, when there came to be famous murderers, the Golui, everybody knew about it, bought the Egla Rufa. Then it stopped the Pasha of Egla Rufa. Because like we know Klaw, we know who the murderer was. Then the Mishnah says, Misharabu hanoifim. When it came time the Klai saw the people used to do a lot of znus, they weren't loyal, they lived with other ladies, so we stopped the Mehamarim. Tana Rabbon, because the Pasuk says, V'niko ish miyovan, that when a husband brings his wife a soita to drink the Mehamarim, only if the husband is clean, he did not do any znus. If the man did not live with his wife b'yisam, then the water checks it out. But if the man is not clean from the aveiram, then the water does not check out his wife. So the kids at the times when Jews were doing znus, there's no purpose for the mehamarim. Even if his wife was a soit and really did the aveira, it would not test the water because the husband also had znus. The Yom the Pasuk says, "Le'yefkenes nosechem." I won't punish their daughters. Kisses nemek. They even though they did znus. My Yom, only the second pasuk. For the chitay, maybe you'll say over the day in, or maybe only the husband's aveira. But the bnei, the banti, loy, the son, the daughter's not. To Hashem, le'yefkenes nosechem. Kisses nemek. Back nosechem. Kisses nafum. That even on the chet of their sons and daughters, also Hashem, like we're not the mehamarim will not take effect. The chitay made you tell me over an eshes ish in. Oven the pnuyaloi, maybe only if the husband did his nus of an eshes ish, then the water doesn't check out. What about if he only had nus with a pnuya, a lady girl that's not married? To Hashem, the pasuk says no. Ki heim am hazoinus yipardu v'makadeshis yizovchum. That they went after regular zoinus, even pnuyas also, they're not called menukim in oven, the mayamar would not check them out. My v'yam lo yovin yivloit, a person that the am that doesn't understand will be corrupt. If you're going to watch yourself, the husband, you won't do znus, then the water will check your wife. But if you, the husband, is not going to be cleaned from znus, the water, the male mom, does not check out your wife. Then the Gemara says, Mishurabu Bali Hano. When it came time when people used to have a lot of enjoyment, they went after Bali Hano. Is Nisavu Hadinim. The laws became corrupt. But it's Kalkulua Maisim, and they stopped doing good Maisim. V'yeinoich b'yerlim, and Hashem doesn't have Nachas Ruach anymore from us. So Rashi says what it means to say is, Timoteich Shem Bali Ano, since they had a lot of enjoyment, a matrich and atzmu lain b'din, they didn't bother to really look into the halacha. U'v'yisavet al-heris, letzibur, Miteich Kalkulus Kalkulua Maisim. They started to take it easy. But they just passed whatever they felt was right. So Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have any more Nachas Ruach B'Yolamai. V'ayit Mishirabu Raya Ponim Adin. When it came, the people used to, like, Raya Ponim means you respect somebody B'Din. If a rich guy came, you did special for him. Is Botle stop then, Lo Yisigaru, with the Pasuk Lo Yisigaru, don't be afraid of anybody. Or Pasuk Lo Yisakiru, you're not supposed to recognize somebody B'Din. The Torah says, don't do this. It was taken away the Ol Shemayim from them. They started to become afraid of people. Misharabu, when it came upon that there were a lot of people, Loch Shel Chish Bedin. So Rashi says, Mitzorcha the Yonim, Eslach Shinim Adinim, Liftech Lem Pesach, that used to start whispering one to another, to start saying, let's help the guy out. Is Rabba Charanach Biso, Hashem got very angry then. But Nestalko Ashkina, and the Shkina went away. Mishram Shem, the Pesach says, the Kerav Lokim Yishboit. Hashem is with us when we have good mishpat, and not when we have wrong mishpat. Achre Misharabu, when it came a lot of people of Achre Bitsoim Libam, the hearts one after the money, is Hoylach Rabu Oimrim, it came a lot of people that used to say, L'ra toif if dead is good, la toif ra. Kids of people used to say bad things then. Misharabu Oimrim, when it came these type of people that said, L'ra toif to bad is good, la toif ra, Rabu Hoy Hoy Jerlim, came a lot of people used to say, Hoya Oivei, used to have like a lot of tzaras come upon them. Misharabu Moshe Haroik, when it came people used to spit a lot. Moshe Haroik, So Rashi says it means Maricha Maroika Midas Gaivi. It used to be like a haughty person, go spitting. Is Rabbi Yehorim, that started to be Baal Gaivinix in Klai Yisrael. When Ismatu Atamidim, people stopped learning then. V'yatar Chazer HaSalam then, the Torah was looking around for people to learn it. Mishrabba Yehorim, when it started, these haughty people, Heskilu B'nois Yisrael, Linos Yehorim. So the Jewish daughters also got married to these Baal Gaivinix. Shein the rain roy yellow of nim. The girls like go out and see what's doing in the market. If the market now is about Galvanix, so they went after them, after the holy people. Any for the most, not that way. Yomamar we learned. Haiman the Mayas, someone that has haughtiness, is afilu inshi basile mekabel. People in his own house won't respect him, won't listen to him. So I could say here the girls went after them. Shenemar the pasuk says gevi yoyev v'lo yinova. What does that mean? Gevi yoyev means a haughty person. Lo yinova. What does that mean? Lo yinova afilu benova shaloi. Means even in his own house they won't accept him. Skumarin says mikora kov tzolei. At the beginning the girls wanted to get married to them, but l'soif after they got married to these haughty people is misle alayu. Then they didn't respect them anymore and nimas b'nehim. Misharabu matile maloya abale batim. When the judges used to put their work upon the balibatim, Rashi says that means adayonim matilim loy promakti shlem abalibatim yiduim betiv schayra. That the dinim, the baladinim, used to tell people, big businessmen, do business for me. So you understand they passed a special for them also. Is rabu hashoichid came a lot of shekel, a lot of bribes came about v'atias mishpat, and they did wrong judgment. Or poska toivim, stop the toivim. Mishrabo mekable toivosecho or mechazkani toivosecho. When it came that people used to accept toivos presents or friends or used to accept like bribes from other people, his rabo became a lot ish hayoshir bein of yasim, that people did whatever they wanted. And shvalu mugbo the agvayim hushpulu, the low people became high and high people became low. Or machusa ozlo vinola like machus shemayim went away. Mishrabo tzori ayin, when it came a lot of people that had tzori ayin, a hot eye, they don't give. V'torfei torof rabbi, rabbi miamtzalev, became a lot of people, miamtzalev, made the heart hot, v'koytzi yadayim alahavois, and they didn't lend any money. V'yovru amashikos, they were over, and the Pasuk says, v'atari yishom alecho apen, that watch yourself, that maybe become a hard heart, and you won't want to lend the needy money. Misharabu tuyas garim umashkaris anayim, when the girls used to stretch out the head and wink their eyes, rabu meyamorim, that caused a lot of sightis, and how to drink a lot of meyamorim. Elishaposko, Mishrabu Mekable Matonis. Elishaposko would stop, like we had before. Yechlin was Geiser, that came a lot of Znus, they stopped the Meamorim. Mishrabu Mekable Matonis, when people used to accept a lot of presents, Nismatu Hayomim, the days were short, for Niskatsu Hashonim, and the years were short. You see, the Apostle says, Visayin Matonis Yechia, that a person that hates presents, he'll live. It's no good to accept presents. Mishrabu Zakuchi Alev. That means also by Gaivanix. Rashi says, Shein matem es oznam l'shmer yofim epirabim. They didn't listen to the rabbis too much. V'seinchem al-binosam. They rather, they decided to rely on what they know. So also, type of a gaiva, of haughtiness in the hearts, is rabu machloikis b'Yisrael. That causes to be machloikis in Yisrael. And mishrabu tamid isham v'hilo. Shulayshim shul kotzorkam. When the tamid isham v'hilo did not listen to the rabbis enough, that was rabu machloikis b'Yisrael. That's when it started to be machloikis. Each one said he thought that's the way his Rebbe meant, and there came to be machloikasin about it. Venasus Torah Keshtei Torahs, and Torah became like two different Torahs. One said it's mutta, one said it's awesome. And Misharabu Makavit Stokim Rodi Gechovim. When Klayasol used to accept Stokka from Goyim, which is not a nice thing, you're not supposed to do that, his Ho Yisrael Lamala Vahim Lamato. It's a Loshin Sagi Noah, but really what it means to say is the opposite way. Yisrael Lefnim Vahim Liyachar. It really means the opposite way. The Klai Yisrael was in back, was in below, and the Goyim were on top. Like the Pasuk says in the Bracha that we won't have to come on to lend from the Goyim. Mashal speaks to Al Mashpah. If we do lend from the Goyim, it's a bit, it's a klala for Klai Yisrael. By the Mishemes Yosef ben Yuezer was Boto Ashkolis. The Gemara says, Mai Ashkolazim in Ashkolis, Rav Yudah Mashmul Ish Shakol Boy. A person that has everything, Rashi says, Torah, the Amita, the Endofi, the Shichom Achloikis. He has a pure emistic Torah, and no, she doesn't forget, no machloikis, and no sheker. But Yechonim Koyin Godel Hever Havodoyis HaMaiser. He stopped, you don't have to say vidui when you bring your Maiser. My time, what's the reason? Om Rav Yosef Bechanin Lafishen, Noistu Moistu Kitikunam. We don't give any more Maiser Rishon the way we're supposed to. And the Indian of vidui is that after the third year, you take out all the Maiser and you say, you did everything the way you're supposed to. So we don't do it anymore. Why? The Rachmon, the Torah says, the Yovel the Levium, we're supposed to give Maiserishin to a Levi. The Anan Kiyavin Lekahanim. And now we give it to the Kahanim, like Rashi says, the